It's Hot Off the Wire with Al Freitas.
Reporting live from the block, man.
Hey, it's Freitas. Here's your Hot Off the Wire. Police in Montana are looking into accusations that Jeremiah and his crew threw beer bottles at workers at a Fuddruckers after a manager asked them to move away from a woman who they were apparently harassing. Police say Jeremiah and his entourage caused $700 worth of damage. Meanwhile, Jeremiah says the manager was racist. Police are investigating a little twist over an alleged incident with former Nickelodeon star Chris Massey from Zoe 101. According to reports, Twist and some friends are accused of assaulting Chris before taking down his pants. Frank Ocean wants his government name, Christopher Bro, changed. However, that's not going to happen because he's got like a million tickets to take care of. And he's even had his license suspended for missing court. You can't do that, bro. Get it? His name is Christopher Bro. Okay. If you thought Brody Jenner didn't show up for his sister, or actually stepsister, Kim K's wedding because he can't stand her, you could be right. Brody was at the airport in Australia and some paparazzi kept asking questions about Kim K. He lost his mind. He was like, do not ask me about Kim Kardashian. But here's the thing. Remember, he missed Kim and Kanye's wedding, but he went to Reggie Bush's wedding. Crazy. During yesterday's MTV Europe Music Awards, Nicki took a break from her hosting duties to unveil a new song called Bed of Lies. Here is hot. Plus, she wants some stuff, but she is coming under fire for the lyric video to her latest single, Only. It's being criticized because it features images that some people say resemble Nazi propaganda films. Britt, you got Ratchet Reality?
Yes, Young Berg has been fired from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood for assaulting Masika, and you may have seen this coming. Love & Hip Hop Hollywood's Amanda, Little Fizz's girlfriend, she posted a picture with the dude she cheated on Fizz with. It's Oakland Raiders' Jonathan Dowling.
Top to the box office. Number one movie, Big Hero 6, made $56 million. Number two movie, Interstellar, made $50 million. But if you believe Russ and Darnell, it wasn't all that great. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com.